And he sets the ball up on the far side. Steps back to the 30. To the 30, what about the 33? Back deep, Kenny Durden. Troy Braswell, the mailman. Tyler Hunter on the far side. Waiting for the official signal to get this ball game, the fifth game of the season, underway for our Lions High Vikings. Their kicker approaches the ball. Little pooch kick. Hunter takes it at the 16, picks it up, comes our side. He's across the 15. They hit him at the 20, still on his feet. And that's where he'll go down at the 20, at the wall at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, I think it just kind of surprised him, that short kickoff. It kind of went through the wicket a little bit. Tyler Hunter had to turn around and pick it up. And then by then, the coverage was down there on top of him, and he had to just pick up anything he could, and he'll get it out to the 19-yard line where the Vikings will have it first down and 10.
All righty. T-Rock brings the Sons of Thunder to the line of scrimmage. Duncan at fullback. Braswell to his left. Mike Moore, wing back on our side. Tied into our side. They're in a five-man front. They give it to Braswell. He's across the 20 to 25. Gets up almost to the 30-yard line. He does, Bill. And let's see, he's going to be awfully close to a first down.
Yeah, they're going to mark him, I think, at the 29, but that's all he needed for the first down. And it's going to be close.
He's just short, guys. It's an inch or two short. It looks like they're going to measure it, but they're giving him a first.
All right.
I thought they were going to measure it.
Thought they were going to measure, too. It looked a little short of the line, but he gave him a first down.
That white hat, he can see.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Three-man front. They walk the corners up on the outside, almost like linemen. Man in motion to our side. Give it to Lang, and the whistle blows, and we've got movement.
Yeah, the flag came from the side judge over on the far side of the field.
And mark it back 5 yards. It'll be first and 15.
Ooh, all sides on the defense.
I thought we moved.
They had to have lined up in the neutral zone is all I can come up with.
That'll
give us five.
Second and five from the 35. The gunslinger calls the signal in the huddle. He's got Lang at fullback. Mike Moore, wing back. Troy Braswell, wing back to the far side. Now they've got five men up on the line of scrimmage. Braswell in motion, gives it to Lang up the middle, bounces off one man, two, and he'll get back maybe to the line of scrimmage. Nope, say he'll lose a yard.
Yeah, he just ran into that defensive line with no place to go. Tyquan Lang filling in at this fullback position. Here comes Sam Duncan. We missed him last week.
He was in to start the game. Yeah, Sam started that fullback. First play.
Okay.
That's the first thing I noticed.
Oh, you mean tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight. Oh, I thought you meant last week.
No, last week, no. Tonight. Second and six. Take the snap. Gives it to Braswell, looking for a hole inside one man, two, still on his feet. How he got away, I don't know. Run into a pack, and that will cost him. Bill, when he tried to cut back, he ran into some more bears. And from what was a 3-yard positive gain, now gets back to the 35. It's going to be third and five from there.
Yeah, we talk about Sam Duncan. I just watched Sam on that play. He's the one who sealed that outside and was able to get Troy a little bit of a hole so he could get that 3 yards. But you're right, as he was pulling back out of the tackle, he found himself back 3 or 4 yards and then tried to make it back up. Unfortunately, only got back to the line of scrimmage.
Folks, they've got three down linemen. They take their corners and walk them up on the line. And then three linebackers. Strong side to our side of the field. To Lang up the middle. Spins, and they'll hold us, Bill. And we'll have to put the ball.
Yeah, nothing doing up there in the middle. This is, as they said earlier, this is a very physical defensive line for the Burke County Bears. And they proved it right here as Tyquan Lang found no running room.
Yeah, guys, we went with a little wrinkle that we normally do. We went unbalanced right on just about every play on that first drive. But the Burke County Bears covered to it and played well against it.
Back deep, Donquell Green and Montrez Kitchens. High, high punt. Kitchens signals for the fair catch. Ball's on the ground. Ball is on the ground. Waiting for a signal from the official.
And
best it bounced right into one of their playing's hands after the muff, and he picked it up and was tackled right there on the spot, but it bounced right through one of the Bears players.
9:04 to go first quarter, and nothing to nothing. Bears come to the line of scrimmage. Mayton brings three receivers far side, puts one to the visitor side of the field, keeps it back in the backfield with him. We've got four down linemen. There's a snap, drops back, looks to pass, throws out in the flats, and knocked down. Bell by number 41.
That's Tim St. Forch.
Defensive end got his hands up and knocked Mayton's pass down.
Yeah, he really didn't even have to jump. He just got his hands up right in the pathway of the ball, able to knock it down. I think he's going to watch that on film on Monday and go, boy, I should have just caught that.
Second and 10. The ball on the far hash mark at the 35. Two receivers near side, one far side. Mayton splits his backs on either side of him, takes a snap, gives it to the tailback up the middle, spins, and Bill Hill get a yard, but that's all he's going to get as number 32 gets up off the bottom of that pile.
That's the shredder, Chris Scurry. James Mathis also coming up off the bottom of that pile, along with Justin Wilton.
They bring two receivers near side, two far side. Keeps a man in the backfield with him. Ball at the 37-yard line. Third and eight from there. 8:31 to go here in the first quarter. Mayton working on the far side of the field. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Throws out in a flat little screen off the hands of number 23, Raquan Reese. And it'll be fourth and eight, and they'll have to punt.
That might have been just as well he didn't catch it, because Ken Durden and Geraldo Orta were coming with a full head of steam right there at the receiver. Had he caught it, he might not have held on to it.
All righty, the mailman back about our 30-yard line. Mayton back to punt. We've got eight. Ball hits the ground, gets away. Bounces out of bounds.
Way out of bounds.
Their guy moved on our side, but see where they knock him out of bounds at.
Right at the 45.
So we'll take over on our 45-yard line.
Wes, Bill, I just wanted to say that while our defense was out there, our offense was over here, of course, getting coached up on the sidelines. And Jared Davis, our big offensive tackle, was very vocal, saying, guys, we're better than this. We've got to get a better drive than that. We need more than one first down. We need to put seven on the board. So he was over here being the captain that he is, and hopefully they can go better this time.
All righty. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football, 99.5 Kicks Country. All righty, back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers, 8:15 to go, first quarter, nothing to nothing. It's the second drive of the night for our Lions High Vikings. A ball on the far hash mark. T-Rock, Scarborough, comes up over the old pumpkin. We've got Duncan and Braswell in the backfield, more to our side of the field, that wing back. Takes the snap. Gives it to Braswell around the right side. Got a hole. He's across the 50. Tries to cut back inside. Still on his feet. They pull him down at the 45. And it's going to be awfully close to a first down. And we've got a lineman slow getting up off the field.
He's okay. Yeah, the 45-yard line, you had to make the other side of the 45, almost the 44 and a half, and I know, to have gotten the first down.
Second and one.
In case you're wondering, I pick on Wes about his half yard.
At the 45-yard line, ball on the near hash mark. Again, three-man front, two cornerbacks up on the line of scrimmage. Wing back to the far side of the field. We give it to number one, Mike Moore. He's around the corner at the 40, the 30, the 20. They've got an angle, and they pull him down inside the 20, somewhere around the 18-yard line.
Nice run by Mike Moore. He caught that left corner, and you just saw him turn on the jet. But that was number seven for the Burke County Bears, Montrez Kitchens, that had a really good angle on him. Had it been just the number one, Alfred Kittle, I don't think he would have caught him.
About a 22-yard run there for Mike Moore around the left side. And look at here, Kendall Coleman coming in the ball game.
Kendall Coleman, of course, got knee braces on both knees tonight.
Lines up at tight end. Braswell right behind him. Duncan the diesel at fullback, Moore on the far side. We're showing double tight ends. Moore in motion. And they give, nope, keeps it. And Parker's looking, nothing there. Tucks the ball, starts to run, and they run him out of bounds, Bill, at the 13-yard line.
Yeah, he looked downfield. He was trying to go for Coleman, You see him down there, and he was covered, just could not find that open lane to get the ball to him.
Yeah, well, Bill, you're right. Kendall made his break and came open, but they did hold him on that play. And, of course, our coaches are yelling, trying to get the call, but they didn't get it. But it appeared that he was held a little bit when he made his break out of the when he went out and cut out to the outside. It seemed like they held him.
Second and five from the 18-yard line. Clock stopped with 7:02 to go here in the first period. No score. Tied into the far side. Lang in the fullback now. Parker takes a snap. Gives it to Braswell around the right side. Gets hit to the line of scrimmage. Bounces off one man, two. Fights his way down to the 10. Inside to the 9-yard line. Awfully close to a first down.
Yeah, he looks like about a half yard again short. He needed to get down to the 9.
And they're signaling third down. He's just inside the 10-yard line. So it's going to be third and about a yard and a half. Ball on the near hash mark. Duncan the diesel at fullback. Moore in the backfield right beside him. Braswell, wing back on the far side. Two tight ends for the Vikings. There's a snap to the gunslinger. Gives the counter to Braswell through the hole. Still on his feet. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Troy Braswell. That'll send on the extra point team of Save, Solomon, Alderman, Vander Zanden, and everybody else. Vander Zanden, the long snapper. Solomon, your kicker. Avery Alderman, the holder. The swinging gate swings out, and
yep,
that'll
and
come over.
Yeah, we'll kick this one.
Yeah, they had number one out there. That's Alfred Kittle's way on the outside.
Solomon waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. With 6:21 to go, Vikings lead in the first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0. We'll be right back after the 60-second break. All righty, back at Martin Stadium, 6:21 to go, first period. Vikings lead 7-0. Solomon set to kick off, puts his foot into it, high end over end kick, and we ain't even going to tell you who's going to take it because they just stand there who's back deep because all they're going to do is stand there and look at it sailing to the end zone.
Yeah, it hit the top side of the D and Lowndes back there. So that's got to be about 8 yards deep into the end zone.
Bill, I want to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Oh, Hang Time's dad sits right down here in front of us.
Yeah.
And when Solomon goes to college and is kicking, how's he going to be able to give him instructions? Because he can't sit that close in college.
Yeah, because some of the schools he's been looking at, I'm afraid he's going to be sitting way up in the stands.
We pick at him. We pick at old Hang Time's dad. He's always talking to him during the game, encouraging that boy to kick that football. There's Maitens on the give and go. He keeps the ball, goes over the right side, picks up about 2 yards. Little kind of misdirection, took a high snap, faked it to the tailback cutting in front of him, pulled it back down and went over the right side, and there was nothing there.
And Maiton this time will line up in the shotgun.
Bill, we just got a score from across town. I'll give it to you in just a minute. Two receivers near side. Maiton rolls toward the press box side. Stops looking to throw. We're after him. Still on his feet. And all he can do is throw the ball out of bounds because we had him pinned back at the 15-yard line. Boy, what pressure was coming.
Frazier. Matt Frazier.
From number 41, Tim St. Fort and Mike Frazier.
Yep. Matt Frazier, number 46, just had a bead on him. And as you said, trailing it was Tim St. Fort coming from his other side of that defensive end.
Bill, the catch trailed Brunswick 12-0.
All right. Don't count the cats out, though.
No, sir. Maiton in the shotgun. No, Dan Quayle Green in the shotgun. Trying a new quarterback. He keeps the ball up the middle. There goes the shifty little freshman. We got a block in the back from behind. It's not called. He's down the sidelines. We've got a beat on him. We'll run him down. But there was a boy, Kenny Durden, got literally run in the ground in the back here at the 35-yard line.
That little back right there, Donquell Green, a freshman quarterback, just as you said, very shifty, as we said at the pregame show, able to catch the outside corner, and it was Kerry Stanley running him down from the defensive end spot. All right, they're going to leave him in there.
All the way down to the 16-yard line, but that would not have happened because Kenny Durden had a beat on him out there. Again, Green in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one far side. They show two tight ends. There's a snap. Drops back to pass. Looks. Goes out in the flat. Catch made by number 89. Bill, that is Nick Bostic, the tight end, and immediately run out of bounds, but that's about a three or four yard pass play.
Yeah, Ken Durden just popped him as soon as he caught it. And they will give him, like I say, about 3 or 4 yards. That'll bring it down to the 13-yard line.
It'll be second and six from there, a long six. 5:22 to go. Vikings lead at 7-0 here in the first quarter. Green, two backs in the backfield. Gets it to the up man. Nope, he keeps it. Looking. He drops the ball. He gets it back. No.
No, it's still on the ground, but I think Burke did get it back. There was a back trailing him. No, wait a minute. First down, Vikings.
That's a lot of fault for that ball on the ground and fault for that ball. And he came up with it. So great job of Rodo Orta.
Marty, you're down on the 20. When the ball first hit the ground, I thought their quarterback, Green, was back on top of the ball. Did you see it?
He dove on it, but it squirted out from under him because as soon as he landed on it, Popeye, Kerry Stanley, dove on him. And so the ball shot out the other side. So you couldn't see it from up there, but I could see it bounce out the other side. And then Orta and their number 22 fought for it, and Orta came away with it.
All right, Vikings take over after a turnover.
All righty, we send Tyler Hunter to the far side, put Braswell in the slot, tied into their side of the field. Ball on the near hash mark. Gunslinger under center. Takes a snap, gives it to Duncan up the middle across the right side. The big diesel rumbles from the 22 out to the 26-yard line. Give him a 4-yard carry.
Going back to that last play, Donquell Green, only a freshman for the Bears, reminds me a lot of Akari Franklin when he came in wearing number one as a freshman, not able to really just control himself at that age and just would fumble a lot. He had the ball. His feet would kind of get ahead of him, and maybe you saw that with Dontrell.
Josh Clemens goes to the far side. Again, Braswell goes in the slot on the far side, tied into the far side. Heavy left. Gunslinger throws it out to Braswell, makes the catch 1-on-1. He's across the 30 to 35. They run him out of bounds, Bill, at the 40-yard line, but not before. It's a 10-yard, 12-yard pass completion and a first down for our Vikings.
Yeah, just a nice little hip move there and was able to get out. They did call him still in bounds, but down at the 40. So what that means is when the chains are set, they will wind the clock.
4:22 to go in the first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0. Ball on the far hash mark. Here comes Dirty Durden, Dirty Island, all the way out here to our side. Again, Braswell in the slot to the home side of the field. Tied into our side, ball on the far hash mark. Gunslinger, Cole Parker under center, gives it to Duncan again up the middle. Look at the big diesel. He just runs over 3 or 4 Bears, Brill. That's an 8-yard carry all the way out to the 48-yard line.
Yeah, the tackle made by Kittles was able to just get Duncan around the shoestrings as he was up around the almost to the 50-yard line.
Give him a 7-yard carry. Second and 7, the ball at the 7, out at the 47-yard line. Nothing.
No.
The score over in Coffee County.
Sorry. I thought it was
against Fitzgerald. Tyler Hunter now comes near side again. Braswell in the slot. We're showing a new formation right here. Well, not new, but you don't see it much. Pass out in the flat. Score! In and out of the hands of number 7. That is Montrez Kitchens.
Yeah, that ball, I think he was trying to hit Troy Braswell. And he threw it thinking Troy was going to be another step up ahead of that. And Troy was about a step back. And there he looked like he was throwing right to Montrez Kitchens.
And he makes the catch. It could be a pick six. 7-0 we lead. 3:35 to go in the first period. 3rd and 3. The ball at our 47-yard line. Clemens near side. Braswell in the slot. 5-man front for the Bears. Now they back off just a little bit. There's a snap again to Duncan. He's across the 50 into Bear territory. He has the first down as he picks up 5-6 yards down to the 49-yard line.
Boy, one of your sons of thunder out there was trying to start a storm. Number 75, Jared Davis. Boy, he was in there making those blocks trying to get Duncan just a few more yards.
Clemens comes back in. Congratulations to the Lady Vikette softball team. Beat Coffee yesterday 9-1. 1st and 10, ball at the Bear 49-yard line. Clemens near side again. Braswell in the slot. Duncan and Moore in the backfield, tied into our side. Parker takes a snap, drops back, pump fake, looks, throws it way up. He's got Clemens wide open. Clemens makes the catch and down at the 10-yard line.
Clemens had to kind of wait. The ball had a little bit of air on it, and he had to turn around and kind of wait on it. When he turned his body around, all he could do was just kind of fall backwards. But a great concentration by Josh Clemens on the catch and a good throw by the gunslinger.
First and goal from the 10-yard line. Mike Moore goes out. Number 32,
the Shredder.
Chris Scurry, the Shredder, is in, and they're going to line him up. Bill, I think we're going heavy right. We are. Heavy right. Ball on the near hash mark. Takes a snap. Gives it to Braswell. Looking to hit him from behind, but he gets inside the 10. A big 2-yard carry. Good play by number 44.
Yeah, that's Tavares Washington. Came around and snuck around from the backside. Troy was waiting on the hole to open and just didn't quite accelerate quick enough. And as I said, Washington came in and made the tackle from the backside.
Scurry out. Tyler Hunter goes in. It will be, well, I'll give him a yard. Second and goal from the 9. Now we go back to two tight end set. Braswell and Duncan in the backfield. Parker under center. Looks over the defense. Gives the ball to Duncan up the middle. Looks at the big diesel charge. And he runs into a whole host of Bears at the 6-yard line, Bill. He'll get 3 yards and no more.
Another good run by the fullback. But, again, just right up the gut. And lost his helmet that time. Third down and goal from the 7. Mike Moore checks back in.
Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Let's go, Sons of Thunder. Tell them, Mr. T-Rock Scarborough. You hear the crowd chanting, go Vikings, go. Parker, the gunslinger, takes a snap. Rolls, looks. The counter to Braswell. Nobody there. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Troy Braswell.
Guys, that was blocked from that play there by Jared Davis and Caleb Clark. Really opened that hole for Troy. It's a great job, those two young men.
1:30 left in the first quarter, and the Vikings get another score. It's 13-0, and the extra point team of Vander Zanden, Solomon, and Alderman check into the game. Swinging gate, and it swings over.
It is homecoming here tonight. Solomon waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. With a minute 30 to go in the first, it's 14-0 our Vikings. A 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All right, back at Martin Stadium, West Janesville, Osborne, Marty Rogers. A minute 30 goes in the first quarter. Vikings lead 14-0. Back deep to receive is Habersham on the near side, and number 25, Rasheed Davis on the far side. Ball on the near hash mark. As hang time approaches the ball, puts that right foot into it, high end over end kick, and that one is returnable. Takes it at the 3, slips, comes up at the 5, the 10. We hit him at the 15. He's across the 20, still on his feet. Gets across the 25, and we finally run him out of bounds, Bill, at the 34-yard line.
This is the best starting field possession of any team we have played so far this year after a kickoff. The very best field position.
A 31-yard return.
And I tell you, the receiver there, Habersham, almost stumbled right after he caught it. Thought his knee might have come down, but he was a good couple inches off the ground.
Mayton in and back in a quarterback. Ball on the far hash mark. Two receivers near side, one far side. Keeps a man in the backfield. He gets it to his back right up the middle. And hey, ho, ho, he's going nowhere. As he gets pushed back, the Shredder just run him about 10 yards back and give him a little love tap and dropped him on the ground.
That along with number 46, Matt Frazier, in on that tackle.
Second and 10. Mayton again brings two receivers near side, one far side, splits his backs on either side of him. We're still in a five-man front. Mayton in the shotgun, takes a snap, gives it to back, coming around the right side. A Bill, he's got nowhere to go. He crosses the 30, and he may have gotten back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, we had about four or five Vikings out there. When he made that toss out there to the side, I saw Tyler Hunter give up his guy and really come after him. That'll bring up third down and 10.
Ball on the near hash mark. at the 33-yard line. Three receivers far side, two near side. Nobody back there with Mayton. Takes a snap. There comes a five-man rush, pump. Oh, he fakes it, and he made a mistake. He pumped fake, pulled it down, and Bill, who got it?
Tim St. Fort in my sack of the week. It's got to be. Tim St. Fort, what a sack. I mean, as the quarterback's trying to look downfield and find a receiver, Tim St. Fort's on his back.
And he loses 6 yards. It'll be fourth and 16. The ball back at the 28-yard line. Braswell standing at our 45. All righty, let's take a 30-second break. Now, that's the end of the quarter. 60-second break. Vikings lead 14 to nothing. We'll be back right after this. All righty, Mayton to punt. They switch ends of the field. He's kicking from the 15. We go after it. He gets it away. Braswell will see it hit at the 45 and drop backwards. Now roll back and forth and nail down it about our
49-yard line.
All right, 49.
Yep. Yeah, almost a little pooch punt. We had about four Vikings converging on the punter. Just able to get it off. He kicked it off to the right side.
Bill, over in Coffee County, it is in the second quarter. Fitzgerald nothing. The Trojans nothing.
Wow. Here, we're just starting the second quarter, and our Vikings lead 14 to nothing as we go back out on offense to start the second quarter.
And the other score we have is Brunswick 12, Valdosta nothing. Don't know what period it's in. All righty, the gunslinger, ball on the narrow hash mark, going from right to left on your radio dial. Looks at Hunter on the far side, puts Braswell into motion around the far side. Toss pitch to him as he crosses the 50, tries to come back, and we got a hold. When it's thrown from there out on the corner, you look for a hold.
Yep, the first flag of the night. We've gone through the whole first quarter without a penalty. Yep, holding against the Vikings.
And it's at the 49, so they'll back. Oh, no, that's back at our 49.
Yeah, it's right where the line of scrimmage was.
So it'll be second and 20. Just underway here in the second quarter. Vikings lead 14 to nothing. Yesterday, right here, our JV team played Valdosta's JV team, the B team against B team, and we won 42 to 6. All righty. Durden goes to the far side. Braswell in motion to the far side. They give it to Durden on the counter.
Counter reverse,
and he's across the 35. The 40 still on his feet. And, Bill, we won't pick up at about 3 yards. But, boy, I tell you what, there was some trickery right there.
Hey, a little bit of excitement. We had that toss pitch. Looked like it was going to go back to the same play we just had to Troy Braswell. Ken Durden comes from the other side, and the gunslinger makes a little backwards toss to him and almost had something happen there.
All right, second and 18, the ball up to the 42. Mike Nussie, Tyler Hunter goes far side. Braswell and Duncan in the backfield. Braswell in motion, fakes it out, looks. Nobody there, starts to run. Ducks the ball, still on his feet, and they bring the gunslinger down as he gets into the bear territory at the 48. So, Bill, we go from first and 20, now to third, and about eight. Good job by Cole Parker. That hole just opened up. Nobody was open. He says, I'll take the ball and scramble. I'll move this offense.
Third down play now for the Vikings.
Send Johnson to the far side. Timeout Vikings. We lead 14 to nothing. 10:23 to go in the first. We'll take a 60-second break right back after this. All righty, here we go. Gunslinger goes under the ball. Third and 8. Takes the snap. Drops back. Rolls right. Looking. There comes the rush. They've got him.
Great.
They come on an inside linebacker blitz, and they got him.
Yeah, there's been some great coverage by their defensive backs, and Cole hasn't been able to find anybody downfield. I saw Tyler Hunter. He was out about just past the first down marker, and he was double covered. And, like I said, the rush got there so quick as well. Solomon set to punt. Back deep, it looks like number
Devontae 10. Devontae Osborne, number 10.
And did they have to call a timeout? They did. Burke County, let's see. Burke County calls a timeout. We'll take another 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
All righty, back at Martin Stadium. Waiting on Solomon's punt. There it is. High, high punt. Osborne fair catches it, drops the ball. And they'll start on their 20-yard line.
Yeah, it had to roll right on top of it. The ball misjudged it a little bit, came down right in front of him.
Sorry, folks, we had to get back in a hurry on that one. 9:41 to go first half, and Vikings lead at 14 to nothing. And Donquil Green, the freshman's back in at quarterback.
His last time in, he fumbled the ball.
Keeps Kitchens in the backfield with him. Sends two receivers far side. We're in a five-man front. He's standing on the 15, takes a snap, sends it back right up the middle. We hit him at the 20.
And I'm trying to see you. That was Nasty Flu along with Josh Clemens and I believe Chris the Shredder Scurry.
And that's all he got was back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10 from there.
Folks, we give a lot of these players nicknames simply because they pick these nicknames up on the field as well as Wes gives them to them, and it's become quite a thing. They want to know what their nickname is.
Green, waiting on the snap, takes it, keeps the ball, trying to get outside. We hit, oh! Grandpa Clemens pulls him down at the 22.
You got to scream that loud.
I'm sorry. I get a little excited. Turn my mic down a little bit then.
We did.
Guys, that was Tyler Hunter coming up there on the, from the safety position, making that tackle there, and good play by Tyler.
Yeah, I thought it was Grandpa Clemens that got him.
Yeah, it was actually Hunter coming up, getting his second start on the defensive side tonight.
Third and 8. Green, two receivers far side, two near side, keeps one back in the back with him. We're showing man coverage out here. Takes a snap, rolls left, looking, throws the ball way downfield, got a man wide open, and overthrows. A wide open number 12, William McGee. How he got that open, folks, I don't know, but there wasn't anybody within 20 yards of him. And Green had reared back and just threw the ball 90 to nothing and overthrew him.
Yeah, I'm looking out here. There's Chris Scurry. There's Ken Durden. There's Kerry Stanley. A little bit of a pick out there. There's a flag, too. Let's see. Sideline warning against Burke County, so it's not a penalty, but it is a sideline warning. Yeah, it could have been a pick the way they rolled the wide receivers out there, and there was the mass confusion by our linebackers and defensive backs, and that's what got that guy so wide open. Had it been on target, it would have been complete.
Mayton back in the ball game to punt, standing back about the 10. We've got 9 men up on the line of scrimmage. One guy out, well, 8 men because we've got their gunners covered. Braswell standing back about the 45. Oh, whistle blows.
I don't know. Nobody was said. I heard a whistle just as they were getting ready to snap. And
what do we got here?
Conference, let's see. Here we go. Here's the official call.
Dead ball, illegal procedure. Back them up 5.
That'll back Burke County up 5. Still the punt now.
Now the ball back on the 17-yard line. They send their gunners to the wide. We put our men out there on them. Orta and Durden on their gunners. Mayton standing inside the 5. 8 men coming after that ball. And there it comes. He gets it away. High, high kick.
Short.
We just got to get away from it. Bounces back, and they touch it at their 30. Oh! They touch it at their 34-yard line. But Bill, Tyler Hunter put an offensive lineman on the ground and wouldn't let him get up.
Well, that's the pancake block. That's okay. I saw Orta, though, put a lick on somebody down here real close to being, you know, right about the shoulder. And the officials are marking the ball. Let's see. Yep, at the 34-yard line. First down and 10 for the Vikings. Paul Johnson in it, wide receiver here to our side. Mike Moore and Troy Braswell, your running backs, along with Sam Duncan at the fullback.
Tight end to the visitor side. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. The gunslinger takes the snap. Gives it to Braswell around the right side. Trying to get to the corner. He does. He's across the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10. Still on his feet.
Oh, he's going to be
and
about the 1.
Where do they pull him down at? At the 2-yard line.
I saw him dive in, but he made a stay. Evidently stepped out of bounds right there about the 2-yard line.
From the 34 to the 2, give him a 32-yard run.
We're at 8:05 left here in the first half. Vikings lead 14 to nothing, and we're at the 2-yard line threatening to score again.
Ball now on the far hash mark. Crawford comes to the near side. We strong side right. Braswell in motion. Give it to Duncan up the middle. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Sam Duncan. And Vander Zanden, Alderman, and Solomon check in for the extra point attempt.
Guys, I can't say enough how great our offensive line's playing tonight. They got started off kind of slow, but ever since the little talk that Jared Davis had with them, they've come out and played extremely well and opened some great holes for the Vikings.
Good coverage down there, Marty. Waiting on the extra point attempt now. There's waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. 8:01 to go in the half. Vikings lead it 21-0. 60-second break. We'll be back after this. All righty. Back at Martin Stadium. Waiting on Jed Solomon's kick. Vikings lead 21-0. 8:01 to go here in the first half. Back deep is Habersham. And the far side is Davis. Ball on the far hash mark. Solomon puts that foot into it. He said, you ain't returning this one on me, buddy. He kicked it 9 yards deep in the end zone.
Bounced off the S back there on Vikings.
Got an update over in Douglas, Georgia. It's Fitzgerald 6, Coffey nothing in the second quarter.
Vikings defense now checks back on the field, now with a 21-point lead. The Burke County Bears will come back out with their starting quarterback, number 14, Corey Maton.
All right, Maton sends trips to the near side.
Empty backfield.
Twins to the far side. Five-man front. Hunter slides over, so we man coverage. They put a man back in motion to the far side. Looks, little wide receiver screen out there to number 21 across the 20,
it's
25, 30, still on his face, and we run him down, Bill, but not before he gets out to the 45.
I tell you, that's something we got to work on. When they put them in motion, the first two receivers stepped out. He hit the back receiver. They made the block, and the third defensive back could not get himself in there in time to make the tackle. And as a result, a big gain for the Burke County Bears.
And that's a 15-yard pass play.
Doing the same. Now they do have somebody in the backfield this time.
I'm sorry, it's a 22-yard pass play. Pump fake, looks, throws downfield, got a man wide open, and Maton overthrows him at the 35-yard line.
And again, Kerry Stanley beat down there probably 4 or 5 yards. And what they're doing is they're confusing the two backs that are out to either side because of the overpopulation of wide receivers, and then they're moving somebody in motion out there, and it's the defensive back's job to pick up that one and still try and play that zone defense, and they really almost have to convert to almost a man-to-man.
Second and 10, Twins near side, Twins far side. Maton keeps Davis in the backfield with him. We're in that five-man front. There's a snap. He rolls to the press box side. Look at, there comes the rush. We're after him. Tucks, and all he does is tries to throw the ball downfield, and we're going to get
a late hit on the quarterback out here. Tim St. Fort rode him out of bounds, and I'm afraid they're going to get a 15-yard penalty. And that is the call.
But let me show you what happened. He rode him out of bounds, but when Maton started back, come off our sidelines, our guys reached up and patted him on the shoulder and said, hey, it wasn't intentional.
Yeah.
Great sportsmanship out of our Lions High Vikings.
Wes, you're absolutely right. St. Fort was on him and drove him out of bounds and, you know, was just playing hard and didn't realize where he was at and drove him to the ground. He hit him in bounds, but he drove him out of bounds, and that's when he knocked him down and got the call.
Yeah, it's so important that your defensive guys, they begin to realize where you are on the field. You got some scores for us, Wes?
Tip 7, Worth nothing. It's Colquitt 19, Warner Robins 7. Quench 31, Bacon County nothing. Wilcox leads Lanier 20-0. Brooks and Monroe tired at 7 apiece. 12-0, Fitzgerald over Coffey. And 12-7, Brunswick over Valdosta.
All right, 1st and 10 now for the Bears.
Maton. They're down at our 37-yard line. Maton gives the ball to number 28 around the right side. Got a hole. Then he runs into two Vikings and knock him down at the 35.
Yeah, that was a good job. That time, Matt Frazier just able to drive them into his defensive backs back there. And I said, yeah, Matt Frazier.
Give him a yard, 2nd and 9 at the 36-yard line. 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 21-0. Want to say happy birthday to Fleming Hunt of Star Insurance. My old buddy turned 29 today. Green in the backfield. Keeper. Keeps the ball up the middle. On his feet, shifts. Al tries to go outside, but we wrap his legs up and pull him down, Bill, after about a 2 or 3 yard gain.
Yeah, Kerry Stanley stayed at home in right where he was supposed to be. Caught the ankle of number five, Don Quayle Green, and brought him down after about a 2 yard gain. Brings up 3rd and 7 now for the Bears.
Mayton comes back in. Mayton sends 2 receivers near side, 2 far side. We go to a nickel package. Mayton in the shotgun. One man to his left. Drops straight back. Pumps face, looks the screen, throws it out. We see the play. And our defensive line. Oh, Billy's going to have a first down.
Just did get the first down. Good pressure that time in there by Mikeyon Pageant. Mikeyon was able to get there in on the quarterback, get his hands up. Quarterback able to make the throw around him, though. And a good hard run by the wide receiver. And it will be a first down.
Bill, that was just a good call by Burke County there. We came in on the blitz. Mikeyon was playing in the nickel position. He came in on the blitz, and they just had the screen called, and it was a perfect play call.
1st and 10, now at the 28-yard line. In the shotgun, Mayton gives it to tailback Davis right up the middle. He busts across the 25, give him about 3, maybe 4 yards on the carry.
Yeah, Haversham on the carry. He comes with a full head of steam by the time he hits that line of scrimmage. And he'll pick up about 3.
2nd and 7 as they get inside the 25, down to our 24-yard line. Splits his receivers, puts a man up on the line like a tight end, the back to his right on the far side. Fakes it, keeps it, oh, stumbles, and goes absolutely nowhere because there come Tyler Hunter.
No, that's number 46.
Is that 46?
Yep, that's Matt Frazier from his defensive end spot. Able to make the tackle. The quarterback, Maitland, actually stumbled a little bit as he got the snap. And that little half second was all Matt Frazier needed.
I'm going to quit saying those names, Bill.
All right.
I keep messing the numbers up. I've done it for 9 years.
We need to get you a magnifying glass window.
3rd and 11. Twins left, twins right. Maitland in the backfield by himself. Puts a man in slot. Neff puts a man in motion to the visitor side. That little pass play again. Looks, he's got the ball. We're chasing him. No place to go, and we got to run him out of bounds, and it'll be 4th down as we run him out of bounds. The same play that they burn us on for about 37 yards.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what the quarterback was looking at there. He had a wide receiver. It looked like number 22, Bob Osborne, and thought he was going to throw it to him, but he rolled out. Whatever he saw, he decided to go ahead and take it on his own, only picked up a couple yards. And I believe they're probably going to go for it here on 4th down.
I would, too.
Trips to this side.
Single receiver to the far side. Puts a guy right off his hip on the left side. Takes the snap. Drops back. Looks. Throws. Up in the air. They jump for the ball. And no, incomplete pass. Golly. Popeye Stanley goes up against a 6'4" guy and knocks the ball. Got inside position and just knocks the ball away. And I thought for a minute, oh, Popeye had an interception.
Yeah, Bob Osborne, number 22 for the Bears, had great presence around the ball. He waited till the very last minute to make his jump. The pass was right there. It was perfect coverage by Kerry Stanley. Had he not been there, it would have been a completion.
Guys, and it's just as well that he didn't catch the ball because that was 4th down, so we make 20 yards there by him not catching it, but a great play by Kerry Stanley.
And we take over on our 24-yard line.
4:26 left here in the first half. Our Vikings lead 21-0.
Clemens and Braswell. Clemens at wide receiver. Braswell at wing back. Takes a snap. Drops back. Looks. Pumps face. Throws down. Look ahead. Bang! Oh, right off the fingertip of number 21, Nick Bergman. And he had Nick wide open running in stride at the 40-yard line.
I mean, that was right off the fingertips. If you could say from this distance even, I believe that ball probably brushed the tips of the fingers.
2nd and 10. Crawford tracks in.
Couldn't been a much better pass.
Crawford comes near side. Duncan and Moore in the backfield. The gunslinger takes a snap. Fakes it, give it to Braswell on the corner, on the cut, on the count, he's across the 30, still on his feet, gets the first down, and they run him out of bounds. And
a little bit of the same on the other side, but no call that time.
Nope.
What I mean by that is a little bit of extracurricular pushing off in beyond the sideline there, but probably because...
Ah, there's yellow on the field.
Oh, there is.
Yep, holding.
And it's a hold against our...
Oh, gracious. Holding against the Vikings. And it was right there about the first down marker, so we'll go back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe a yard behind it.
They'll mark it back to the 23-yard line.
Yep, holding against the Vikings, and it will be second and 11.
Yep. 4:10 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead at 21-0. Hunter comes near side. Braswell in a slot on the near side. They're showing blitz off the corner. Now they drop off. Throws out to Hunter. Hunter gets the block on the outside. He's across the 25 to 30. The 35. Stiff arm a man as he gets out. Bill, he's got the first down as he gets out to the 38 and a half yard line.
Great little comeback screen by Tyler Hunter. And then just his athleticism picks up the first down.
And we'll mark him down at the 39.
Clock continues to run. 3:56 left here in the first half.
Lang in the backfield at fullback. Tied into the far side of the field. Ball on the near hash mark. Three down linemen for the Bears. Got Braswell in motion. They give it to Lang up the middle. Behind one man, two still on his feet. Now he gets pulled down at the 45-yard line. He'll pick up 6 yards on the carry.
Tyquan Lang, a little quiet here to begin with. Sam Duncan came in, who's been very successful. Now Tyquan comes in, and he picks up a little 6 yard run.
And Bill, Rodney Jefferson checks in. He goes to the far side of the field. It'll be Moore at wingback. Lang and Braswell in the backfield, tied in to our side of the field, ball in the middle of the field. Now a five-man front for the Bears. The gunslinger takes the snap. Counter play to Moore, and they grab one leg, and Moore just drags a Bear along with him.
It's going to be about 2 yards short of the first down.
Yeah, he'll get out to about the 47-yard line. We've got to get to the 49, so it should be third and two from there. A long two with 2:49 to go here in the half.
Wes, love is in the air.
There's love bugs, okay? Crawford goes the far side. Braswell wing back near side. Moore and Duncan in the backfield, tied into our side. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. They're showing inside blitz. There's a snap. Give it to Moore. He's across the 45. Fights his way up to the 50 and into Bear territory. First down at the 48-yard line of the Burke County Bears.
Good little spin move. On the first contact, he was able to spin off of it and get himself 3 or 4 yards and get that first down.
All right, they set the pigskin down on the Bear 48-yard line. 2:22 to go here in the first half, leading 21-0.
Ken Durden now checks in. Kenneth Durden. Dirty Island.
Dirty Island gives the play to the gunslinger, who puts Moore at wingback just off Moore's tight inside on the far side. Ball on the near hash mark. Braswell in motion, and they give it again to
Duncan.
He bounces off one man, too. He's across the 35 to 40. Drop 30. Drop 20. They got a beat on him, and they'll run him down out of bounds. Where they mark him at, Bill, the 7-yard line.
They're going to mark him out at the 10, it looks like. Now they got one official saying it's further up. Let's see where they actually spot the ball.
On the 10.
On the 10. Great run by Sam Duncan. Sam just hit the line right there. Another spin move, rolled outside, and he just footwork and speed got him outside there.
First and goal at the 10-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Tied into near side. Two receivers far side for the Vikings. The gunslinger gives it to Moore around the left side. Nope, that's Braswell. He's at the 10. The 5 heads to the corner. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Troy Braswell. I love that play. There's nothing, no trickery, no nothing. Just absolutely run that with pure speed all the way to the corner. And Vanderzanden, Solomon and Avery, Alderman, check in for the extra point.
Minute 50 to go.
They're going to try it. The gate won't swing.
There it is. Tyler looks for it, and he's got it. Goes outside. They pin him inside. And the Vikings go up 28-0 with a minute and a half to go in the first half. We'll take a 60-second break right back after this. All righty, Solomon waiting on the referee's whistle.
Set to kick off. We lead 29-0.
With a minute 50 to go here and a half. High, high kick by Solomon.
That one five yards deep.
And they'll start on their 20.
As Wes said, a minute 50 left here in the first half. Vikings lead 29-0 after the two-point conversion by Tyler Hunter that time. They just didn't put anybody on the outside. And as we know, Coach McPherson says, you don't put anybody on the outside, I'm going to do it.
All righty. Mayton back in the ball game. He's got two receivers, near side, one far side, ball in the middle of the field. Now steps the receiver up on the line of scrimmage. Takes a snap, drops back, looks, pumps fakes, throws way downfield, got another man open. And a busted play because there was nobody where he threw the ball, Bill.
Well, I think he was counting on number seven, Montrez Kitchens, to get down there. I watched that particular play. Geraldo Orta had great safety coverage deep, and Kerry Popeye Stanley was playing his man. He probably could have broke on the ball, but he did his job and stayed with his man.
Minute 43 to go. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 29-0, our Vikings lead. Mayton puts a back on either side of him. Twins to our side. Takes a snap. Quarterback draw! And no, he gets across the 20. Bill, I'll tell you what, Mayton got out to the 23. From Coffee County, it's Fitzgerald 19. The Trojans nothing.
Wow.
And ball out to the 24.
Sorry, they're at home in Coffee.
Yep. Third and six. Minute 18, clock's running. And I know what Burke's doing. They're trying to run as much time off the clock as they can so they'll give it back to our Vikings with any time left here in the half.
106-105, the clock continues to run.
Two receivers far side. Mayton in the shotgun. Takes a snap, gives it to the tailback right up the middle. He gets to the 25 and nowhere. And Vikings stop the clock with 48 seconds to go here in the first half, leading 29-0. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, 48 seconds to go here at the Concrete Palace in the first half. 48-0. Mayton to punt. Braswell back about our 45. Mayton, a high punt, going out of bounds. And they'll have to mark it down. Bill, that's going to...
He's still walking. Hold on. Let's see, about the 39 or 40.
Yep, 39-yard line.
Vikings will have 40 seconds left as they'll take over on their own 39-yard line.
We have two timeouts. Ball on the near hash mark.
No, we have one timeout.
Yep, okay, one timeout. You're right. Durden goes far side. Bergman in at wing back. Braswell and Duncan in the backfield. Tied into our side. Ball like that on the near hash mark. Parker takes a snap. He's got Braswell in motion. Fakes it. They come on outside blitz. We pick it up. Tucks the ball. Look, no place to go. Tries to get away from one man. Still on his feet. And he'll go down at the 40-yard. They'll give him progress back to the 39-yard line.
Yeah, he'll make it back to the line of scrimmage. Again, great coverage downfield by the Burke County Bears. Cole's having a real difficult time finding anybody downfield.
And he's going to spike the ball. You can tell right here. Takes a snap. Nope. Gives it to Braswell on the counter. He's across the 35, still on his feet, gets outside at the 30, and they'll pull him down right there. Timeout somebody. And we...
They did call the timeout. Hold on a second. Let's see.
Well, let's see.
They were signaling to stop play, and there was 1 second on the clock.
Bill, you're right, and the official is out there telling the referee that he called timeout and looked up, and there was still time on the clock. I think they're going to bring this back out.
Yeah, there was a timeout with 1 second.
They are giving us more time.
Yeah, 1 second on the clock.
And it will be.
They'll basically an untimed down is what it will be. Well, they did get 1 second back on.
Timeout, Vikings. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
We come back, the snap, and the officials blow, and there's a flag. Hold on.
Now, we was trying to get it back because it looked like about a 38-yard field goal attempt. And we're going to have illegal procedure on the Vikings. No
delay
of game.
They were just coming out of a timeout.
Well, guys, he called it. He said that we snapped the ball before the whistle. So that's what the call was.
Oh,
there.
So a delay of game in that we got ahead of ourselves. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, Bill, they're going to set it down on the 43-yard. It'll be a 53-yard attempt for Jed Solomon.
Good snap, good hold. We got it. We got the leg. Let's see.
Waiting on the snap. There it is. It's down. Kicks up and... Nope, it's short. We go to halftime, leading 29-0.
Hold us.
Thank you, Marty.
Hey, guys, I'm here with Coach Matt. Coach Matt, great first half. Team's up 29-0. What you got to say?
Man, the boys are playing hard, playing good defense. Offense is getting it done. You know, we just can't let up.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
All right, Wes, I was going to say, before we break away for our halftime, brought to you by Allstate Insurance, that penalty cost us that field goal. That ball hit on the white stripe right in front of the goalpost. If we were 5 yards closer, he'd have cleared it by about 3 yards.
All righty, Vikings lead 29-0. We'll go to halftime on the Berry Broom Allstate Halftime Report. We'll take a 4-minute break. We'll be right back after this.